As many of you know, that prior to coming to Long Island, I spent a few years in Western Massachusetts. And for about half that time, I was in Springfield, which is just, you know, down the road from Northampton, which is a wonderful college town. It's where Smith College is, and it's not too far from some of the other, you know, five sister colleges of Massachusetts. Now, being a college town, you know, there's a certain amount of quirkiness to it, and that is sometimes reflected in the shops. And there is a store down there called Faces. And Faces has been kind of an institution. It was so popular that a few years ago, like many independent stores, it was on the verge of closing, and it actually had announced it was closing, and the public actually rose up, and it's still there. And Faces is one of those great stores that you can buy all sorts of interesting things. It's that place where you go when you want a pink fuzzy lampshade. Or if you're looking for that weird birthday card. Or maybe you're looking for a put your own Virgin Mary on a piece of toast kit. It's that kind of a place. And it's one of those places that whether I buy anything or not, I just like going into the store and looking around for a while. And now a few years ago when I was there, like many of the places, they have some refrigerator magnets that have all sorts of funky things on it. You know, some of those that I can't quote here or any other decent place, but they have some really good ones too. And the one that it just really struck me that day. I don't really know where I was emotionally, but somehow it just spoke to me. And it was a quote from Nathaniel Perezik, who at the time was age 4. You know, considering how long I've had the magnet, he probably has a 4-year-old now. But the quote on it was, "You know it's been a good day if you don't hit or bite anyone." And I always thought that was pretty astute for a preschooler. Now, it's been a long time since out of frustration or anger or just pure spite that I've hit or bit anyone. But, you know, not saying that there hasn't been days I haven't wanted to. And, you know, and I think most of us can relate to, you know, young Nathaniel's quote, that there are just those days. And I'm sure as a 4-year-old, you know, as all 4-year-olds, even when they know they're in the wrong, when they've reacted like that, they believe they were totally justified in doing so. Now, as I said, it's been a long time since I've bitten or hit anyone out of frustration or anger. But you know, there are other ways that I think as adults that we react. Sometimes it's by saying something that, well, not saying that we didn't mean it at the moment we said it, but you know, sometimes it's reacting poorly to somebody, saying something nasty, maybe writing, you know, that's one of the problems with, I think, social media now is sometimes, you know, it gives us this, you know, what can be a wonderful vehicle, but sometimes when we're not thinking about it, we'll put something out there that maybe we shouldn't have, you know, that maybe we felt bad about later. There are these times in which we still react, and sometimes we're on the opposite side of that, where somebody's reactions sort of hit us instead. But when we're on the side of the reaction, at least for the moment, we feel completely justified in doing so. And it's usually in perspective afterwards that we think about it. And it's part of just being human, this whole reaction part of us. And some days we're better at, you know, some days we're just better at just pausing, taking a breath than others. Now, in our gospel today, here we are, way past the halfway point in Easter. But we've been brought back to the gospel that we often associate with Maundy Thursday during Holy Week. And it's that part where Jesus is instructing his apostles one last time before his death. Now, I don't know really what's going through the minds of the apostles, you know, whether they were totally clueless or whether they were in denial about what was going on. We will never know because we can't go and, you know, we don't know what was in their thoughts back then. But I'm sure Jesus kind of, you know, we always understand that Jesus always has an understanding about what's going on with them, whether he's reading minds or if he just knows them that well. Because, you know, we all have those people in our lives that they don't have to say a word and we know exactly what they're thinking. And Jesus has watched his disciples throughout the last 3 years. And, you know, there has been those times, and we've read about them, where there's been little petty arguments about who's going to be the most important, who's going to be the one in charge. You have that part, you have that reading where James and John want to be on the left and right of Jesus. You know, one time we have a reading where even their mom tells Jesus that that's where she wants them. And it always creates these little ripples in the community, and they're always, you know, crabbing a little bit at each other. And I have a feeling that when Jesus is preparing himself and he's preparing them for what's coming up, he's realizing that without him there, how easily this can all fall apart. How without his guidance, without his leadership, how there can be these little fights back and forth that rips them apart. And as we read the book of Acts at times, we'll see these parts, like today, where people are questioning Peter. And there'll be other times when Paul is hauled onto the proverbial carpet. And Jesus doesn't want them to fall apart. He realizes they need one another. And so we get this commandment, the great commandment, as we call it, the Monday, the commandment to love one another. And it's amazing how that ability to love can get us through so many other difficulties. Love, when we do bite or hit our neighbor, that often brings us to the point of coming back and saying, I'm sorry. It's love when our neighbor reacts to us that often helps us to say, I understand. Love is very important because with our relationships with one another, it keeps us together. I'm not saying that it always makes everything all right, but it helps us to understand, it helps us to see the other person's side of stories. Now, we're a community of faith. And for the most part, we really enjoy one another's company here. You know, I've seen this when we've had events. I've seen it on Sundays. And that's not saying that there hasn't been those moments. But it's your love for one another that has been the cornerstone of this church for so many decades. It's that love that we are given so freely from God that we share with each other. And it's that same love that we take from this place into the world in which we live. Now, Jesus tells us it's that love that attracts other people. It's that love that tells other people that these people are followers of Christ. And I can't think of a time where that love is more important than it is right now. Well, there is so much disagreement in the world, so much conflict. The importance of sharing that love with our neighbor, whether it's that person right next to us in the pew, the person who lives down the block, that person you don't even know on the other side of the world. It is that love that will get us through the most difficult of times. So my sisters and brothers, as we continue through this wonderful celebration of Easter, I encourage you to consider those times in which God's love has carried you through. And I also encourage you to think about those times in which love has been so freely given to you. Even those times when maybe you don't seem to maybe feel like you deserve it. And I think it's also important to think about those times in which we ourselves have chosen to love instead of biting and hitting. We are a people of love. And on this glorious Sunday morning with the sun shining through the windows, with the glorious music playing, with the prayers, it's a lot easier to live into that love. It's what you do when you leave here that's going to be really important. So take all the strength you've gotten here today, bring it with you, and just love.